Oh no, that means it's time for Coffee with Kane.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
All right, we're doing this. It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Cater.
What? What the
man.
Heck? Cater?
I almost forgot my part.
Well, you're still there.
Well, there was a guy at the gas station, and I wish I knew his name, but he says, hey, you're on tomorrow on the radio, right? And I go, oh,
no,
my gosh, thanks.
He did.
He did
not.
He did. Oh, my gosh. And I want to thank that guy because I told him, I said, well, I'm going to tell him it was your fault because I remembered.
Who was
was with the city of Park Hills, if I believe. He's in an orange, you know, bright orange shirt, whatever. And I go, thank you, man. I just saw, and oh, man, I know I've seen him around, and I'm so sorry I don't remember
That's
his name, but
awesome.
It was awesome.
Oh, well, okay, dude who's
he
listening
me.
From the city of, wait, Park Hills?
I think it's Park Hills, yeah.
All right, dude at the gas station, thanks for...
And if not, I'm sorry, but thank you for the reminder. The guy with the orange shirt. Tall guy with the orange shirt.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was.
Listen, I can tell you right now that Mr. Kane is very sad that he's not here today, yeah. But he'll survive.
Oh, yeah, I've been jealous. I'm very jealous of Dave because
Mr.
he's
Kane?
A great influencer. And
you guys are both ridiculous.
I have not been on for a long time. I've been having withdrawals.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I will do my best to try to schedule you a little bit better. You're a busy guy.
Yes. Oh, there's a lot going on. County's got a lot
Listen,
going on.
Listen, okay, is that bridge out on 47 that keeps me from going the back way to get over to Potosi from Bonterre? Is that the county?
That is not the county, no.
You better be glad because I was about ready to punch somebody
Berry
yesterday.
Road Bridge, which I was on it yesterday, is... just about completely complete.
Well, who's working on the one over there on 47, like by the post office in Cadet? Because I really was ready to punch somebody yesterday.
Yes, and the go-around is so long. But now,
yes. You
know there is a cut-through somewhere else that people are nervous about because if they start taking that regularly,
I almost
that's
hit
not
a deer.
A very wild,
I almost
wide
hit a
road.
Deer yesterday on this nary little road
did you
that
cut
I was
through House Road.
I don't know what road it was.
Through Terre d'Alac.
I followed... No, I didn't go through Terre d'Alac.
Okay.
No. Okay.
What do you mean, no? Why do you say it like
it's
that?
It's a long story.
Okay.
I had a mishap. The last time I went to see some friends in Waynesville.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn that down.
Okay.
I made a boo-boo and I was zoned out on my way home and I from Waynesville. I'm going to turn on a different
I like
piece
it.
Of music.
There you go.
Anyway. So I passed the Cuba exit.
Oh, yeah.
And ended up in Bourbon.
Oh, okay.
And so then I was like, well, I'm just going to drive from Bourbon to Bonterre.
Okay.
Because that's not... I'd never been on that road.
Oh.
And Bourbon to Potosi is, like, terrifying.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'd never been on that road, and it was starting to get toward the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I was not going to be getting back to Bonterre till like, 7:30, and I was getting a little nervous. I have not been on the Berry Road Bridge because I don't go that way for anything. I don't. I know tons of people have a reason to go that way. I do not have a reason to go that way.
Not yet. You will have.
Why?
There'll
what's
be
my
all kinds of things out
okay.
there.
Okay. What's
the growth is just happening. The north end of the county is just booming.
Tell me what is going to be out there.
Well, there'll be things coming.
Oh, okay.
You build it.
You can't.
You know, you build the bridge, they will come. They say.
You build it, he will come.
And it took us
Listen,
so
how long,
long
did it
to get
take to get a Chick-fil-A? Okay?
About as long as it took me to get this bridge started.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Oh,
how's your project with the roundabout? How are you feeling about that?
It's not my project.
I know,
it's
but
state.
It's the county.
But
it's
you
in
know,
the county.
I'm kind of excited about the roundabout because in my travels daily, everywhere I go, and when I was a Schwann's guy, I went all over, of course.
Sure.
But, I drive all over the place, and these roundabouts at work, so it's just like streamlining, you know? So I think once people learn how to use it, It's going to be great.
I was just on... So, I left Walmart yesterday evening at the wrong time because the roundabout's not done.
Yes.
And I turned left onto...
Delos Drive? Or
the one that goes over to the high school.
Okay. Or State Street? Or are you talking about here?
In Deloge. Okay. I'm turning left out of Walmart looking at Taco Bell. What is that road called?
So that's Deloge Drive.
Deloge Drive? Okay. Yeah. All the way to...
You or go does all the it way change to
Old... No, I was going...
Or
no,
St. Joe.
Oh, my gosh. I was
Raider
going
Road.
To... Thank you. I was going to Raider... What is wrong with you?
I didn't know what... which part
I was
you were
going
at. Were you up by
to
Murphy?
Raider Road from the Walmart.
Yes. You
and
took
I
a
turned
left going to
left
Bonterre.
Going
yes.
to Bonterre. I'm sorry. I should have been
you should
a little
me
more
which
descriptive.
Exit you were going
sorry.
At.
Sorry. Anyway, so I was now I've freaking forgotten what I was telling you.
Well, you turned left out of the Walmarts, out of the Walmarts, and you took a left like you were going to Bonterre. So,
oh, okay, I know what it is. I know what it is.
I keep going track.
Was okay. I had to use the roundabout.
Yes, okay.
By the hospital.
Yes, very
oh
nice
my
one.
Gosh, yeah. My brain. Anyway, so I had to use the roundabout, and I just remember thinking to myself, the roundabout in Deloge will be so nice when yes. it's done, yeah. because there's two
yes,
at the highway right. for...
Well, I was one of those that used to sit. I came from DeSoto, worked at the car shops for a yeah. while, and I used to have to sit on the highway there coming across on 67, the Big River Bridge, and I would be right there by the bridge waiting to get off the exit ramp, and you were so tense because you were hoping that guy behind you would stop. And
yes.
I know that it's not going to relieve... I mean, it will relieve how long you have to sit out there. Because I got to wait till a stoplight. So if I have to wait for 10 stoplights, I got to wait until that traffic keeps moving. And people
yeah.
don't want to let you off the highway. They won't take, you know, zipper in, like
yes.
they say.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it just, they don't
sometimes
do that.
It freaks me out when I, like, say you're in a segment of road. A good example would be, like, Potosi. Mm-hmm. If you're on 40E to 47, I guess, is that?
8
if
Highway?
Coming, yeah, or not 8 Highway. Okay. If you're going to Bonterre.
Oh,
like
to Bonterre.
Yeah, so is,
so
is that?
So 47 Highway.
Yeah, yeah, so it like if somebody is coming up behind you and there's someone turning left mm-hmm. to get into their house, mm-hmm. you're like tap your brakes because you're not sure. And there's big trucks on some of those roads.
I know.
Especially like Potosi to Cuba or Steelville.
I can't
Potosi
stand
to
that
Steelville.
Road. Why don't they four-lane highway that?
It should have a turn lane.
It should have a four-lane.
It should be at least three.
Because, what is that, 30 miles across there, and it takes you forever to get from Potosi. I hate that stretch of road.
Especially if you get behind a semi.
Yeah. Only one worse is 185.
Which one's 185?
That goes up to Sullivan from Potosi.
No.
It's the veer off. It's an awful highway.
Mm-mm.
I mean, thank you, State, for putting a highway.
Sure,
but it's like,
whatever.
Yeah, I know. I cannot make the state mad. I have to work with them a lot.
Well, no, don't make them mad.
They do a great job.
We don't want them canceling you too, dude.
You know, well, hey, I tell you, when I call the representative over here, and they are always on, like a pothole, you know, you wouldn't know, but in the middle of the state highway, you've got a great big pothole. It shows up or blows up, you know, because of the heat. And you can call them, and they'll have a crew out the next day. And they'll, it's just like the county.
So
it's great
I can't
as the
think
county,
of the though. Guy's name. Like, I have his I have his contact information. Mm-hmm. I think it's like Chris or something.
No, which one are you talking
Craig,
about? With the state?
With the state, yeah.
You're probably about Chris. Chris is amazing.
Is
he from
pretty
here, local?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I used
Chris,
to talk.
Chris Crocker, but we won't say that.
Is
one.
That?
Chris Crocker.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
okay. I think that he's the one I used to talk awesome. To when I was working in Cape Girardeau. And they put in the highway change for Jackson and Cape on the north end of Cape Girardeau. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, I think those... They have a way big job, and
they
I don't
do.
Know how they do. Imagine if you had to take care of the 300 streetlights in St. Louis that got torn up in the tornado.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard them say on the news this morning that they're only about able to do about three or four a day.
A day, yeah. That takes forever.
That is insane how long that's going to take, because they said they had staffing shortages in their maintenance department for the city of St. Louis.
Each one's got to be
rewired and programmed and all that is... Yeah. Can you imagine?
No, I want to be the guy at the stoplight. You see the guy in the box, and yes. the one that has to do it. And I want to be the guy flipping switches. Nope, stop. Nope, stop. Nope, stop.
Do they do that at nighttime? I've always wondered.
I don't know, but it's funny to watch somebody at the box because they're working on lights. You can tell.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if they have switches or what, but it's like, I know it's like, did you just stop me? Did you just stop me?
Well, we won't have that at the Deloge exit.
The roundabout, so, right. They'll do away with the stoplights. That's what's great. I hate when I come to a stoplight and I'm the only one there.
Here's what I'm curious about. Are the buses going to go a different way?
I would imagine they would probably go the same way. Because they're being
streamlined. There are going to be so many dumb people that pull out in front of them.
There's so many... people who do not know unknowledgeable people right now.
What I meant to say was there's going to be people
did not say
who
people.
Yeah, I did. Audra Kane said that. That was me who said people are dumb that don't know how to use roundabouts. But they're going to be less than informed.
Yes.
And they're going to pull out in front of a bus. It's going to happen at least once when they first start using it, and then they'll get used to it.
You notice all the concrete that's going down, right? Because
yes,
and everybody knows when you get to there's a stoplight that used to, if you didn't take the middle of it, your truck would be all over the place shaking because of the spots that the truckers have made. Okay?
Well, they stop, and then when they go to take off, their tires like are dunk, 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 so dunk, and they that, push the asphalt so
that
bad.
That will help with that all that concrete. I mean, it's so
it's not a lot
goodness.
Of concrete.
Yes.
That's
and
a
it'll
lot
last longer.
Concrete.
Yeah.
So. Well, and it'll make it easier for people to get in and out of all of the places there. I've been talking about emos on here lately because they have enlisted our help in letting people know you can get to emos.
Yes.
You can get to all those places over there. It's just, it looks like you might not be able to. It might take you a little bit longer, but
Landon's still there grooming dogs. You can get to his place real easy. Right. You know he grooms dogs. Later,
yes, I know Landon grooms dogs, but I didn't know it was right there.
Well, he's right. He's on State Street. He's on that State Street, but that's all. You know, you couldn't make that for a long time.
Yeah,
you couldn't come down there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you could go to the back road, which is whatever that's called. It goes into Emos and all that.
I should probably send the boy to him because his little dog needs. Oh. I'm going to cut her bangs.
Well,
I'm going to cut her bangs today. I was looking at her yesterday and I was like, I can't see your eyeballs, which means you can't see me. Yeah, I sound like a Medea.
Yeah.
You see me? Yeah, I see you. You see me? Yeah, we're both like up here like two big old Barneys.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, you can still get to them.
Okay. All right. Have you got anything interesting going on that we don't know about, but we should know about?
Well, we're running into the budget time, so that's getting our budgets ready.
I heard some stuff from the meeting yesterday in the news, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're an elected official, dude. You are the nicest man on the planet.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't think, because... Listen,
did you hear that, Tina?
He is a nice man.
She's a saint for putting up with me.
Listen, you should hear the things people say about Pastor Dave and me.
I could imagine.
And it's never you're a saint for putting up with her. So
there is a lot going on. We've got some grants that we're waiting on. I know Carrie's working really hard on the trail from Park Hills all the way to Farmington.
Okay, so I have heard talk. I have not dug into what that means. Mm-hmm. What? Talk to me, Goose.
It's rough, and I tell you why it's rough. You have a couple players in this. So you have Farmington, you have Park Hills, you have Ledington, and you have the county,
mm-hmm.
and then state because so that was a state road, which is now a county road. We take care of. So there's pieces of that that's Park Hills, Ledington, Farmington, all the way to Farmington
we've been trying to remember too many road names
in front of Mac, right? The one that goes from Mac all the way down to Farmington. So it will go all the way to the old Monroe Hospital. And so there's these TAP grants. They're transportation alternative program. They
are
give
those
you
state grants?
80-20 grants, yes.
Oh, okay.
State grants with federal money now, so it's kind of strange. It's weird. So it all works differently. So
okay, gotcha.
So we're also trying to go after another grant. So if we have this project and it bids, say, $1 million.
Yeah.
We per se don't have that. Now we're trying to get grants to help us out with that. We may have the 20% of it, which is an 80-20 grant.
Right.
So they give us 80, we pay 20%. So if it bids out and it bids 1.5, we don't have that. So
right.
People get mad because, oh, you can't do this project. You said you were going to do this project. No, we said we're trying our best.
Yeah,
to do this
you're
project.
Trying to get. Listen, I have listened to enough of Sean Kay with the City of Bonterre talking
Kay.
About
awesome.
Grants.
Yes.
I have listened. Like, he has it all up in his head. And I'm like, how do you remember this stuff, dude? Yeah. But I have listened to him enough to know. Just because you want the grant, just because you guys on the commission want this project, doesn't mean that we're, and when I say we, I mean the taxpayers.
Right.
We, who own property here and pay our taxes, it doesn't mean that we're going to be able to afford it.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing is also, there are very few on these projects that we start. Like the Berry Road Bridge, I had only two that I know of that did not want the bridge, only because they live down at the end and they think that traffic's gonna traffic's gonna go by their house. But look at the convenience for you, and look at the if you have to go
you
live right by the bridge,
I don't want to have to go out onto the highway to come
go all the way back to Bonterre. Why would I want to? But if we can relieve some crossovers for safety, get the buses off the highway for safety. That's what I'm looking at.
Hello, Bonterre Road and
I say that
Raider Road. Hello.
I say that to also bring up that there are a couple citizens that do not want a sidewalk in front of their house. Okay, so we call
and
it a trail because it's a trail ground, and I do too. But look at the if you look at the long run, you know, people don't stay in those houses for very long anymore. What they have
you're
two,
not
going to
live forever.
Years, and they sell them, right? So, so if we can improve your property and you make a little buck off of what we have done for you out there, look at the, you know, we put you a curb and sidewalk in front of your house. And look how much that just beautifies the area.
Right? Look at Deloge.
So, and there's so many
all
people walking on
all those places on Deloge Drive with the little street lamps.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All that. It looks so much nicer.
Yeah. I feel the last project they did on the St. Joe Drive. Our state street. I was like, that's the last one I had anything to do with.
Listen, you're working for the county, and that you have something to do with all these things.
I know. And it's like Harold, Carrie, and I. People say, oh, they did this or they did that. No, it took a collaborative effort. Now we put our name in front of that. Like the Berry River Bridge is not my bridge, right? It's not going to be the Cater Bridge. It is something that took Carol and Carrie
we got the,
and I too.
We got the Gill. What am I trying?
I know what you're trying to say, but I'm not going
to butcher Collins.
That.
We have the Gibb Collins Memorial Bridge right down here. Who knows? Man. That could be the Dave Cater. I don't want it to be the
Memorial
Bridge.
I hope I have a couple more great things to do for the county before we call anything Memorial Dave Cater.
Seriously, I don't want it to be the Dave Cater Memorial Bridge, but it could be named after you someday when you're no longer with us.
You got me on a short rant. After last night, my boy and I took him to St. Louis, and we came back, and right there off of, I don't know, the road that cuts across after 2 Mile Hill, the guy was not stopping. He was coming all the way across into our lane. And if I had not, I just veered a little bit. He's in the middle. I do not know how the guy next to me, because we're riding, I'm passing him. And then I don't know how he missed him, but I missed him and barely missed him.
Listen, as long as you
weren't almost
driving
Memorial
a golf
something.
Cart.
A golf cart.
I had a thing in the Daily Dust about Rob Lowe almost killing himself doing 2 360s, and then he said he didn't know the math good enough to add that up. That's called a 720, dude.
Oh,
don't you watch
man.
Skateboarding? All right, as long as you weren't doing 2 360s, Cater.
No, but I was in over to the median, and you know if you get too far in the median, you know what happens.
You roll like you're in NASCAR.
Or you get into that fence. And,
that catch fence. That can be... well, that can cause you to roll like NASCAR, too. We don't need any NASCAR drivers in here, man.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, our I feel like Carol Burnett. I'm so glad we had this time together.
I miss Carol Burnett.
But
didn't you just
I miss
love
you
that?
Being on Coffee with Kane. Me too. All yeah. right. Listen, I know you got a bunch of stuff. You could tell me a million things.
We
could all talk
kinds
about
of
all kinds of stuff. I'm going to say one last thing before I go. We had our first Jingle Bell Rock meeting.
Oh, man.
So you guys better get ready.
Hey, I don't know what I'm going to do this year. Let's see. We got
the
shirts.
Cater Dynasty.
Whew.
Is
and it's so
strong.
Funny because Landon and Dylan are like, we're going to find that one day. So it's like so funny because, you know, of course, I found it back in the 80s. But, well, you know.
Was it the 80s? You weren't old.
I think it was early 90s. I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Anyway, all right, so be prepared. Start,
I'm ready.
You know, get your jingle bells ready and your Santa hat and all those things.
Got my Air Jordans ready to go.
You probably
pump
need
them
some,
up. The
you need some gardening gloves this year, I'm just
oh,
saying.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We
right.
did that one year. My hands were so cold. I went home
last
like this.
Last year.
Well, no,
last
it's
year
when we were
and the year at Mac.
Mac.
Yes.
My hands, afterwards, I was
y'all
like
all looked like you had claws for hands. Okay, we got to go.
Sorry.
Listen, Cater.
Yes.
You're the best, man. You're the best.
You're the best.
No, you are.
No, man, you are.
No, you are. You are. No, you are.